But right now, I wanted to talk about women's rowing. And I don't know if you've noticed, but the Dartmouth women's team is...
Hey, what's up, bro? What's going on, man?
It's Chris, the overly handsome guy from our sales department.
How you two homos doing, huh?
Hi, Chris.
Okay. Y'all still stuck in the Five Fig Club for another year?
Hey, we're on the air right now, Chris.
That's okay, bro. Not everyone up here can make a lot of moolah when the Chris is hogging all the kitty. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're doing really well, aren't you?
You guys still trying to make a go of this radio thing?
Still trying.
Yeah. Keep hope alive, right?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Thanks
That's
a lot.
That's what black guy said.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, God, I'm so tired.
Why are you tired?
Leading statement.
I've been getting much sleep lately, you know. I had a different shawty in bed with me every night for the past 2 weeks, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I bet.
Plus, I'm tired from having all the high-level business deals that I've been having to do around the clock, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they don't call me the Mark Cuban of Dallas for no reason.
Well, Mark Cuban's the Mark Cuban
of Dallas.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying. I hear. Yeah, me and cubes. That's right.
No, just cubes.
Yeah, I was just in my 3-bedroom condo in Vail thinking, man, I love a good steak.
Wow, you live the high life, don't you?
Just thinking.
Hey, you guys see me at the Super Bowl?
No.
Y'all didn't catch a glimpse of me at the Super Bowl, man?
No, we were out there all week.
They showed me, like, on TV, like, about 340 times, something like that.
340 times?
No.
Yeah. Like when?
Yeah. Well, I was with the other MVPs at the
beginning.
Other MVPs. They intro'd me, like, right after Brady, you know?
No.
This is like the third year in a row I've been named most valuable partier at the Super Bowl.
God.
Oh, man, I was slaying it. You know, Brady totally got booed, but everyone in the stands was like going crazy for me. Everybody's like, yeah, Chris.
Oh, really?
Chris. Yeah, you're the best one ever that we know. And everything. This is pretty fly, bro.
Yeah, it was pretty fly.
Like it. Hold on. Got a text here. Hold on.
All right.
I'll answer that later.
Who was that?
Peyton keeps blowing me up. He's wanting to know what he should do about football. It's just a buddy of mine.
Peyton, huh?
Yeah, Peyton. Mm-hmm. Peyton Manning, you may have heard of him.
He's been a quarterback
in the NFL for a while.
I'd like to see that text message from him.
I just deleted it.
You delete all your texts right after that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Hey, stop sweating me, Ja.
You were just sweating me just then. I'm not sweating.
You were just sweating me, probably because you're jealous because I've been hanging with JF so much. Johnny Football. Johnny Football. Oh, yeah.
Well, that's not.
Yeah, he and I are always loading up with some top shelf teak. That's Tequila.
Okay.
And grabbing some honeys, you know, kicking back at the dub.
Yeah, so you and Johnny Football.
Yeah. And, you know, I've heard you guys trying to do your radio show. You need to stop sweating JF, man. He's my bro, brah.
Okay, we'll stop sweating him.
Yeah, between the two of us, we've betted about half of the women who work for Fortune 500 companies.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
Yeah, which reminds me, you guys totally need to come out on my boat on Texoma.
You got a boat.
It's a little cold.
Yeah, or my boat at Lake Louisville, if Texoma's too cold, like Josh saying.
You got two boats.
I own like 30 boats.
That's a lot.
Yeah. You guys ought to come out there, you know?
So you got your Baja?
I got my cigarette boat. You guys can pick which one you want. I got a couple jet skis loaded on the back. You can take them.
Okay.
If you want to. You know, we'll be kicking it with some bikini girls, man.
Yeah. Mm.
I got tons of them.
Party Cove, right?
Yeah. Party Cove. Yeah. John knows what's up.
You know what, George?
He wasn't sweating me just then.
We need to take him up on the offer. He'll never... follow through, right?
What do you mean won't follow through?
Well, I just feel like if we call you on this, you're going to find some reason why, you couldn't meet us because
your Baja's
you really don't have all these boats.
I have more boats than you guys ever will fit in America.
Okay. See, I
fit in America.
I doubt your stories. You know, I've always doubted your stories because I hear stories that you're struggling in sales here at our company, and then... the other night, I'm out at a restaurant, and I see you bussing tables. And so I know you're not doing nearly as well as you
that
say.
That was
because...
for undercover boss, Matt. He's undercover boss.
Oh, really? That's funny.
Oh, so you really own the restaurant. You were
of course
just saying...
I do, man. I own, like, most of the restaurants. Hmm.
Well, then how do you explain 2 mornings ago when I was driving to work and I saw you in my neighborhood on a bike throwing papers? You got a paper route, too, to... So I don't even think you're doing nearly as well as you think.
Boss again.
No.
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 So. Oh, God, I didn't find that out. No.
There he goes. Well, he jumped out the window of our fourth floor office, and I don't see. Oh, I see him now, George, but he's not moving.
That's him on the awning down there? Yeah.
Yeah. It looked like it broke his fall, but I don't see him moving. I think he may have finally offed himself.
Well, maybe
himself.
We should get together bad a eulogy.
Acting, bad acting.
Call
I
it
think
on
he
yourself.
May have finally
you can't
offed
bad
himself.
Acting yourself.
Bad acting.
Well, Chris was a good guy.
He was one of the top 30 sales people.
Yes,
at
he was
the
one
station.
Of the top 30 sales guys here.
And may he rest.
He was outgoing.
Maybe. I'm bad, you MFers! I don't have a small peen either.
We didn't bring that up.
All right, see you, Chris. That's Chris from sales at